Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. That name has incredible power. It's not magic, but for those who believe, the name of Jesus opens doors that seemingly can't be opened. God is great. God is good. God is our Savior, and in the power of His name, we can conquer the work of the enemy in our lives. We can diminish sin in our lives and increase virtue. God will give us absolutely everything we need and more, if we put all our faith in Him. Don't put your faith in this world. Don't put your faith in its project. Some will succeed and some will fail. Put your faith in God and God's action in your life. And you're going to be happy. You're going to be at peace. You're going to grow in confidence. Put all the weight, brothers and sisters, on Him. As someone said, lean on God so hard that if God moved an inch, you'd fall. Lean that hard on Him. Paul's letter to the Romans says this: those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. This comes from the morning prayer of the church. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, Papa. We, by the work of the Holy Spirit, are called into intimacy with God Himself. We are His children. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. You really are going to inherit a kingdom. True. If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That's what awaits us. That's who we are. That's what's coming. And then Paul says, if only we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified with Him. That means picking up our cross and following after Him. Because it's even through our suffering that He wants to bring us in touch with His presence within us. Through our suffering, He wants us to see the most important relationship we could ever have. We're so caught up in the world and all the things of the world that the Lord, because the Lord doesn't stand and yell at us, we can easily dismiss or ignore or push to the side. The center of your life is God Himself. We are children of God, and we are heirs of the kingdom of God. If only we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. We spend so much of our time trying to avoid suffering, and some of it we need to try and avoid. But just being a human being means there's going to be suffering in our lives. Let that suffering draw you to Him, not push you away from Him. Take a look now at the first reading for today on this Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. Have you made it a practice to say the name of Jesus regularly? Have you made a practice of honoring Him by just silently as you're going about your work? Just, Jesus, I love You. Jesus, I believe in You. Jesus, be more Lord of my life today. Jesus, thank You for Your goodness to me. That kind of thing. Make that part of your life. Call out to Him. Call on His name because His name is all powerful. If you consider that God is righteous, this is John chapter 2. If you consider that God is righteous, you also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten by him. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins. That means to live in him, to abide in him, to dwell with him. Sins get reduced. When your attention is on the Lord, when your attention is on your identity as a son or daughter of God, sin will grow less in your life. I'm saying these things, especially this week, because here it is, the beginning of the new year that God has for us, how much God wants to love us, how much he desires to give us. And we want that. We want that more than we understand we want it. And sometimes we have to suffer to attain it. Go for it. Go for it. Let's take a look at the gospel. Chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The first reading is the letter of St. John. The Gospel is the Gospel of St. John, so don't confuse those. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me, who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." What happened when Jesus was baptized? Remember the dove appeared? "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, you are called to a life that will last forever. You're called to a position, so to speak, a title, but that's just the external signs. You were saved by the life and the death of Jesus Christ, and he imparted all that faith to you if you will receive it. You have dignity. Dignity beyond what this world can offer. Do you believe it? Do you choose him? Do you say, "Lord, I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to follow you. You are my Savior, my Redeemer, who will lead me to the arms of the Father. I want to live my life in such a way that not only do I come to eternal life in him, but I bring many, many people with me." That's what you want. Ask God to help you, you know, set the compass or adjust your direction. Sometimes it's just one thing that can take you right off course. It seems so little, but in the end, it can take you off course. Are your sights set right? Do you believe in his love for you? Do you believe in his presence in you? Do you believe in his care for you? Today, the church also celebrates the holy name of Jesus, this holy name, the name that has power to change us. And there is a passage used that from Scripture about Jesus, about who Jesus is. And it's a passage that I really want to encourage you to learn, a passage that I want you, if at all possible, to even memorize. His name is above every other name. His name is above every other name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's what God wants to do for us. That's what he wants to work, that work in us. He wants to make us his. He wants us to be conformed to him, not so that we lose our individuality, but so that we express what we were created to express, the image of Christ through our personality. But in order for that to happen, we need power and grace and wisdom to change. Call on the name of Jesus, the name at which every knee should bow, says Paul, in the heavens or on the earth or under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's what the Lord wants to do in us. He wants us to be conformed to him, not so that we lose ourselves, but so that we find ourselves. That's the important thing, that we actually find ourselves. God so loves us, brothers and sisters. He so loves us. The opening prayer, if the priest celebrates the feast of the holy name of Jesus, the opening prayer says, O God, who founded the salvation of the human race on the incarnation of your word, give your peoples the mercy they implore so that all may know that there is no other name to be invoked but the name of your only begotten Son. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, says it, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. We used to bow our heads. Every knee should bend. Of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. May your life resound with the cry of the name of Jesus, the name by which we are all saved, the name by which we're brought to eternal life. May you cry out that name. May it be so branded on your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, that you cannot help calling on his name day in and day out, thanking him, blessing him, begging him for the help you need. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bend in the heavens and on the earth and under the earth. Every knee will bend one day. And so it is up to us to take a long look at ourselves and say, am I just a lukewarm Catholic? Or am I on fire with the name of Jesus, the power, the life-giving power of his name for the salvation of the world? May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.